Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to the show. I want to start off with this great quote from an entrepreneur and lovely human, Derek Sivers. He said famously, if you're not saying hell yeah to something, it's a no. And by, you know, someone's show like, hey, with a, you know, do you want to do this project with me? Or do you want to go out to dinner? Or do you want to, with anything, it's either a hell yeah or it's a no. It's the idea that we need to prioritize the things that light us up, and it's the best way to focus our energy to say no to the things that don't light us up. Now, when we're navigating this journey that we all call life, it's very easy to veer off course, right? Where the potential for distraction is virtually unlimited. It's easy to subtly lose our way in the day-to-day grind. Someone calls and you feel an obligation to do this, or you say okay to that, or I just want you to know this episode right here, this is a life check-in. Do you have this division? Do you have a hell yes or a no? Is there a hell yeah on the list that is you're looking at right now, or is it a list of a bunch of no's? So let's do a quick assessment. I want you to try a quick assessment. Try the stop, start, and continue method. Now, this is a little bit like a list that I have shared in previous episodes on my YouTube channel. I've got a good video about the more or less list, which essentially is just an emphasis on building habits that help you focus on what truly matters versus things that don't. So let's get into this stop, start, continue framework. Take a sheet of paper or some notes on your phone or a mental note if you can. Create a table with three columns. Far left column, stop. Middle column, start. Far right column, continue. Stop. Let us identify a bunch of things, a handful of things in your life that are not serving you. We've all got these things. Do not be scared or afraid or ashamed if your list of things that you need to stop is quite a long list. But this very act of writing it down is super powerful. Now, if you're, of course, jogging on the path or sitting in traffic, like I don't want you to be looking here, I don't want you to be writing, but it might be valuable enough to pull over if you're sitting in traffic or to stop everything right now if you're listening to this and just make some notes on your phone. I think it's powerful. What are the things in stop? These could be tasks that drain your energy, habits that derail your progress, or even relationships that don't uplift you or make you feel great. If something isn't contributing positively to your life or moving you closer to your goals, it's probably time to let it go. Let's put it on that stop list. Okay, the next piece of the framework is start. What are some things that you are currently not doing that you wish you were doing? Maybe there's a skill you want to learn or a project that you've been putting off or some healthy habit, a workout habit, or a nutrition habit that you've been meaning to adopt. Consider how these new actions could align with your bigger, broader goals and just generally make your life more awesome, enhance your life. This list can be 5 things, it can be 50 things. My point is not about crafting the perfect list, it's about crafting a list. So jot down a bunch of things that come to mind quickly. Don't overthink it, just jot a bunch of stuff down. Now onto the next piece, the third and last piece of the framework, continue. This is actually a worthwhile part because you're acknowledging what is actually working well in your life. And it's important and valuable to recognize and appreciate the parts of your routine that are effective. And maybe this is a morning ritual or something that sets the tone for your day, a workout routine, anything that keeps you energized, or maybe it's a professional practice or a habit that you started a while ago, say at the New Year's, and you are continuing that habit. It's advancing your career. It's advancing the person you want to show up as in the world. Great. Make a note of the things that you want to continue. Now, I profess to you that this simple assessment, this is a really valuable and quick check-in. It tells me, I do this often, it tells me if I'm on track or if I have work to do. And I always, to be clear, have work to do. It's just more or less work. And oftentimes, the very just bringing this into my awareness is the work that needs the doing, and I will have done it with this exercise, and it probably took me 5 minutes. Now, let's talk for a second about, you know, this hell yes, no. The art of saying no is truly an art, right? If you are aiming to lean more into the things that you love, then you are going to definitively say no more often. You have to say no more often if you want more of what you want in your life and less of what you don't. This is a fact. This is not, it's not a stretch. So this idea of getting good at saying no, of developing this as a skill, saying no to distractions, to energy drainers, and to anything else that doesn't spark joy in the, maybe the Marie Kondo sort of way, or bring value to your life, this actually has a really cool effect of creating momentum, right? It's empowering. This frees up space for the activities, for the people, for the goals that truly deserve our time and energy. Steve Jobs is very famous for, you know, harassing Johnny Ive. What have you said no to? How long is the list of things that you've said no to? Because it's only in doing that and focusing on the things that we really, really want to do that we're going to be successful. So the twist here is that most of us suck at saying no. There's a fear of disappointing others, of, you know, we're consistently not prioritizing our own needs, or we say yes to too many things, most of which are not truly hell yeses, but they're kind of like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Remember, it's okay to prioritize what matters to you, right? If you've had a hard time saying no recently, don't worry. With a little courage and some discomfort, this is a skill you can practice, and I'm going to give you a couple of strategies. Let's call that four strategies right now. Four strategies to improve saying no. One, the strategy is practice. Start with small, low-stakes situations where saying no has very small, minor, even inconsequential consequences. This practice then builds confidence and prepares you for more significant moments. This could be a, hey, you know, do you want to watch this show tonight or not? You can say no with your spouse or other, or any low weight way that you can learn and practice the skill of saying no is a good way of building momentum. This is not about changing the course of human history. This is about saying the words out loud. No, thank you. And you can say it in a kind way. Oh man, I can't, fill in the blank. Too busy, bound by these other obligations, etc. Just start saying no to small things that have like low end consequence. That's thing one. Create no and O momentum. Number two, script it out. A lot of people that I know are anxious about letting other people down, and I would call it the behavior of writing out a short script to say no, especially if it's a friend or a family member. Ideally, this is better over the phone. You want to be reading a script. Practice saying no in advance. Do a little exercise with yourself. Keep it simple. Keep it respectful, but keep it direct. You owe nobody nothing. You don't owe anyone a lengthy explanation for your decision. Just a simple, oh man, I can't commit to that right now. I wish I could, but I'm focused on other priorities, or something like that. Something as succinct as that will almost always suffice. And restating that, if someone pushes you, just restating it again will 99% of the time make the person or whoever's pressuring you to do something you don't want to do, drop it. It's a really good practice. Scripting it out will give you a little bit of confidence, and delivering it in a tight, concise format is sort of the habit that you want to build. Number two, again, number one, practice it. Number two, script writing and keeping it short and direct and delivering that message. That's thing two, script. Number three, delay your response. Delay your response just for a beat. And by this, I mean, instead of saying yes on the spot or feeling compelled, you feel a no, but you're in the moment, you can buy yourself some time, right? Hey, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. Let me check my schedule. Let me review the commitments I've already made this week and see if I can get, work in the thing or not. This is a little bit of a slippery slope, but I do find this to be effective, especially early on if you're not practiced at saying no. The opportunity to buy some time will actually give you a chance to go home and script it out. Go see point number two earlier. Right? It gives you the space to consider also if this is something you want or not. Feeling compelled to respond enthusiastically in the moment when you are not sure of how you feel about this thing is one of those sort of insidious little traps. Try delaying your response and give yourself practice a couple of phrases that will actually buy you the time that you need. That's number three. Again, delay your response. And number four, seek some help, right? Sometimes we do need encouragement to stick to our guns. Discussing goals, discussing boundaries with trusted friends or mentors, these people will remind you, as I'm trying to do right now, that your time is amazingly valuable. Our limiting reagent to so many things that we can make happen in our life. And so giving it away, you would not give away money if someone asked you for it. You should think of your time as more valuable than your money. Let things like this episode today or connecting with your friends and sharing with them this idea that, man, I feel like I'm giving my time away. And what about you? Have a conversation about it. Maybe your friend has got some strategies. The point is that you are making it known to your circle and to people that you trade ideas with that you are working on this. They can support you, give you other strategies, and remind you that the decisions that you make to say only hell yes or a no, that these are great decisions. It's a great practice to build. So again, a couple strategies here to improve saying no. One, you got to start with small, low stakes things. Practice on low weight things. Number two, script it out. If you're anxious about saying no, prepare a super short, brief script. You can even read it if you want. You can practice it in the mirror, whatever you need. Number three, delay response. Buy yourself some time saying, you know, instead of saying yes or no on the spot, if you're anxious and you're, or even if you're not sure what you want to do, say, let me think about it and get back to you. I got a handful of things I'm managing right now, but I will get back to you shortly. Number four, seek a community, seek support. You know, things again, like this show, that's what I'm trying to do right now with this episode and having these conversations with your friends to help you develop ideas, to practice on one another. And again, the realization that how precious and precious, precious, precious time really is ought to be the motivation to have a little community of people you can talk to about this kind of stuff. Remember that saying no is just about refusing things that you do not want to do. I'm not suggesting about you get good at talking yourself out of things that you should do, you know, work out or read a book or whatever. This is about saying yes to what you truly love and understanding that there have to be a bunch of no's that go along with it. The goal is to reaffirm priorities and allow you to focus on projects, people, passions, the things in the world that resonate with your hell yes energy. These things are energetic. Get used to feeling the energy in your body as guides for whether this is a hell yes or a no. Now, lastly, a reminder here, this is about progress. It's not about perfection. You're going to take two steps forward, one step back here. You're going to find that you made some strides. And then every once in a while, you're going to step in it and you're going to be doing things you don't want to do. And you're going to find that. And that's just, this is a reminder. That's the process. That's what we're doing here. That's why you're listening to the show and let you know that I'm in that same boat. I have gotten pretty dang good at saying no and staying focused, but all of us make mistakes. I get off track just like you do. The show here is as much a reminder for me as it is a hope to give you the reminder that hell yes or no should be the framework. This is not about chasing perfection. It's about cultivating intention, sort of like, you know, meticulously trimming that bonsai tree. Like by leaning into what works, this is what will naturally begin us from moving away from the things that don't work. Life happens, things change. So if you haven't thought about this in a while, my hope is that this little quick assessment today, the quick micro show, will get you back on track. More hell yes in your life. Until next time, I hope you have an amazing day. All right. Hey, before you go, thanks so much for listening. And if you got value from this show, chances are your community will too, right? In the particular lies the universal. Please share this link to the show with a friend or mention the show on social. That is a huge benefit for us and hopefully in exchange for providing value to you. I want you to know that I really appreciate your time, the attention, anything that you give to the show, and the questions that you ask our guests, either on social media or through my text community. All that is pure gold. This community, like any community, is a testament to that old phrase, a rising tide floats all boats. And by elevating one another, by sharing and resharing this show, the tidbits that you learn and the experiences you take away, all of that has a collective, massive, positive impact on the world. So just a quick thank you. I appreciate all the effort you put into sharing the show. All right, that's a wrap. Let's put today's episode into practice and get back to growing together.